93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Lante, Jeremy Warner, it is the Tay and Jay Show. And the big news today, Ron Gunther is going to step down. He made the announcement today after 19 years as the athletic director at the University of Illinois. Ron Gunther will step aside, and we bring on highly respected journalist Mark Tupper from the Decatur Herald Review. And Mark, I'm anxious just to know your opinion on this. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much. A little surprising because I knew that he had been offered an extension. And he could have signed, and he confirmed that today. He could have signed a 2-year extension and just kept going. But the timing of all of this has been horrible for him. And it really hinges on this whole business of not knowing who his boss is going to be, because his boss is going to be the chancellor. They don't have a chancellor. They've yet to hire a chancellor. He hoped that that would have been done, that he could have gotten to know that person and tried to make a determination of what kind of relationship they might expect with one another. He gets along great with the interim chancellor, Bob Easter, but Bob is not going to be the chancellor, apparently. So it's just a very difficult thing. But what we learned today is, as Ron looked at this thing, he determined that he was going to be a short timer. Let's say he stayed 2 more years or whatever, but then he would be bowing out, and then it would come time to hire a new athletic director. And he did not like the way that he anticipated this was going to go. In fact, if he even thought about, if I stay for a few more months, what's going to happen is they will hire a chancellor. It's not going to be an Illinois person. The chancellor's probably going to hire a search firm, which is not an Illinois person, and they are going to go about the business of hiring the athletic director. And what he did today by announcing that he will step down when his contract runs out is he has in place, and the agreement is with the president and so forth, but he has in place a process to choose the next athletic director that will involve Illinois people, that will involve Bob Easter, who is this interim chancellor, a guy Ron's worked with for years and trusts and likes. It will involve Larry DeBrock, who is the dean of the College of Business and who served 2 4-year terms on the Illinois Athletic Board. And it will involve another fellow who's Bill Adams, who served as the liaison from the chancellor's office over to the Department of Intercollegiate Athletics. And so that, by doing it now, they think they can maybe even get a guy in place by the 1st of July, if not very shortly afterwards. They will try to find a person. They will make that recommendation to the president. If everyone is in agreement, that's who they will hire. And he believes that that'll be the best opportunity to get the best person. And I think, too, involve some people inside the department who he thinks might be candidates. So it's interesting. Ron kind of decided, you know what, I'm not going to be able to do this, I'm not going to be able to do that, but I am going to be able to influence how they hire my replacement. And he's not going to be involved, he's not going to be on the committee, don't get me wrong, but he will be a resource if they want to know about somebody, and I'm sure they'll ask Ron his opinion.
TJ Show, talking with Mark Tupper from the Decatur Herald and Review. So, Mark, you're saying kind of that he put Illinois in front of himself. That's kind of what it sounds like.
That is exactly right. And that's what he did. And I don't know what Ron's going to do, but he's not going to do nothing. He's going to, he says he has an option to be involved with the Assembly Hall renovation project. He may do that. I know for a fact that Jim Delaney and both the Big Ten Conference and the Big Ten Network have eyeballed Ron once he reaches retirement to try to get him involved in some projects that they have. So he will stay active in something, and he's got to decide what that would be. And I think this was a difficult decision. He said it was really emotional coming to work this morning. He's been doing this for a long time. He cares a lot about it. I know some people think this is a great day because with him out of the way, the new guy will come in, magically snap his fingers, and have coaches in place that'll win championships and do it with integrity and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know. So this is going to be very interesting now to see how they go about their search.
Yeah, June 30th is a quick time to hire an athletic director. Where do you expect them to look? Are there any guys that you think they're going to go hard after, Mark?
Well, I think there's a couple people that you have to think about. I think you have to think about Jimmy Phillips, who's a former Illinois guy. He was one of Lou Henson's team managers on the Florida Illini team, if I'm not mistaken. And Jimmy is the, you know, got involved in athletics, was at Notre Dame, then became the AD at Northern Illinois, and is now currently the athletic director at Northwestern. I sat next to him in Indianapolis at the Big Ten tournament. I've always liked Jimmy. He's a really good guy. You know, he's not going to say too much, but I think he would really, really be interested. And then a guy that a number of former players, football players, have talked to me about is Rick George, and he was a former Illini football player, and he's had tremendous personal success in sports, maybe too much. He might be making so much money that you can't get him. He was the chief of operations for the PGA Tour. He is currently the chief operating officer for the Texas Rangers. I know that he has had an interest in this job at one point. Whether that still holds, whether that's financially doable, I don't know. He's a really interesting guy. If you Google him and see a picture of him, he's a handsome guy. You could see him, you know, you could see him passionate about Illinois and asking people for money and watch them write big checks.
Mark Tupper from the Cater Herald Review. Mark, I've got one last question for you. In 10 years, when Ron Gunther sits down on his couch and reflects, I mean, is he going to be excited about what he accomplished at Illinois?
I think he'll be very excited about some of the things he accomplished, obviously buildings. And I think you can't underestimate when Ron came in, they were dealing with basketball sanctions, and he really changed the culture of integrity and I think upgraded the academic standards for athletes at the university. I think he's hired really good people.
Right.
But I think he's got to be disappointed that he's been unable to sustain any football success. You know, they've had some spikes and some surges, and then they drop off again. And I think that's been disappointing. And then I think in men's basketball here, you know, they haven't measured up to what you'd hoped in terms of NCAA tournament success. So mixed bag. I think overall, I think he probably feels pretty good about things. And yet he's a football guy, so I think the football thing would probably stand out to him.
Mark Tupper, Decatur Herald and Review. You can read him. I'm sure you'll have something on that tomorrow. And, Mark, we thank you very much for joining us. We always enjoy you coming on with us.
Okay, guys. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Mark. That is Mark Tupper. Does a fantastic job. I found myself, when he first started talking on the first question, I found myself sitting there just listening. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I've got to maybe ask a question here in a minute. I mean, he had some good stuff right off the bat about Ron Gunther.
And Mark's a pro and kind of broke this thing down and kind of what it means. Mm-hmm. I mean, now Illinois goes after its own kind of guy. They set up a search party committee, which is interesting. That Gunther, you know, probably could have been here for a little longer if he wanted to be here, make more of an impact. But he saw that maybe a private individual search committee would head this thing, and he wanted Illinois people at the forefront of this job search. And that's really interesting that maybe he kind of fell on the sword a little bit, I guess you would say, to allow Illinois to pick its own guy. Maybe pick a guy with Illinois ties.
Well, we will come back. You can give us a call, 359-CALL. That's 359-2255. 359-2255. What are your thoughts? We are off the air today, you and I, the Tay and Jay Show, at 510 to make way for Cardinals-Phillies baseball action right here on the new home of Cardinals baseball, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. So if you want to call, give us a call quick. Again, 359-2255. It is the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.